Hello everybody, this is Mika from dmcx.com, and in this episode I am going to talk about Remco Evenepoel's Specialized S-Works Tarmac SL7 2021 model, referring to the size and geometry of the bike of the superstar Belgium rider. Right, let's jump straight into the topic. So Remco is still a very young rider. He's 20 years old as I'm recording this show. We are on August 2020. However, even being 20 years old only, he's just a phenomenal pro rider racing for the team Deceuninck Quickstep, the Belgian team. And Remco is just, it's just so impressive. He's like, well, at the moment, he's just one of the best riders you can get on the road bikes. So in the beginning, Remco was viewed as a time trialist because, well, he did win gold with this category. However, just recently he just won the Vuelta a Burgos, which is a Spanish 5 days race. He just won it in the hills. Actually, he just beat the competition in the mountains stage. So he's a very, very talented rider. So I will introduce his height. So he's 1.71 meters tall, and his optimum weight is 61 kilograms. So he's not what you would call him a climber. He is not a lightweight climber. However, he's super powerful, and that does work very well for him. And it is going to be very exciting to follow him along his career. So, Remco is racing on the Specialized S-Works Tarmac SL7. So it is a brand new release of the Tarmac. It is just been released, and it is actually the first win of a UCI race with his bike, as far as I think, because the bike is basically brand new. So it is a Tarmac. It is what is being raced by the team Deceuninck Quickstep. They have the Venge and the Tarmac for road bikes, and the Tarmac is the lightest model of both. The frame is around 800 grams. So here's the difference between the SL6, which was on the market until now, and the SL7 is very, very slight. It is very sneaky. So you have to look very closely at the frame to spot the difference. First of all, the geometry is 95% the same. So the seat tube lengths, head angles, seat angles, top tube lengths, wheelbase, they are the same. The only difference is the head tube and the fork lengths. That's on the sizing of the frame. So this is where it's different. The SL7 is equipped with a fork of 366 millimeters long, which means 3 millimeters longer than the previous Tarmac model. And then they did decrease the length of the head tube. It is a very small decrease. It is only 2 millimeters shorter. Sorry, it is actually more than 2 millimeters. Well, however, right now the length of the head tube is 113 millimeters, and that reflects the pro rider style of riding. They want to have a lower cockpit as possible. So this is one of the main differences. And after that, the frame tubes are all optimized to decrease drag and to be more aerodynamics. So it's the current trend in the road bikes. They all get more aerodynamics while getting stiffer and trying to keep the lightweight as much possible. So if you look at the bike, at the frame, the SL7 version of the Tarmac, you can spot the rear triangle, the rear seat stays and chain stays, especially the seat stays. They look a bit fatter if you look from the profile, from the side. It's because they did optimize the aero shape of the tubes, so they look wider when you look aside. And then the technical change is the bottom bracket. It is now back to the good old threaded type, 68 millimeters bottom bracket, so where you can fit a normal, well, I'm saying normal because it used to be normal, the type of bottom bracket which were normal on the market before everything went for press fit type. So this is the biggest difference here is, you have it, it's a shorter head tube and threaded bottom bracket, and the arrow shape frame. The rest is the same. It is a very, very, very nice bike. I really like it. So, specifically to Remco, Remco is racing on a size 52 centimeter frame. His saddle height is approximately 700 millimeters, measured from the bottom bracket center to the top of the saddle. The saddle distance from the front of the saddle to the handlebar grip is approximately 521 millimeters. Remco is using a 100 millimeters stem long. It is a pro stem, and it is mated with a handlebar from the same brand, from Shimano components brand, which is named Pro. And the handlebar width is 400 millimeters. Here, the handlebar drop is approximately 88 millimeters. The difference of the height between the saddle top and the handlebar height. That's the 88 millimeters. Now, while I'm talking about the handlebar, I did spot a new trend among the Docinic Quickstep Pro riders. First, I did spot it on Alaphilippe bike, but now looking at Remco, if you got a chance, go on internet, check a front view of Remco bike. His shifters, brake lever shifters, are oriented towards the inside of the handlebar. It is not set as in line with the drops. It's not It is not set straight forward. It is very strongly oriented towards the inner side of the handlebars, and that's I'm just guessing, but it's probably to avoid getting the brake levers hanging over the another riders when you are side by side, and probably also a marginal gain in decreasing the drag, as the hands are towards the hand, inside, they don't go out of the bike. It's not external drag. It is the hands, when they are closed, they are towards the inside of the handlebar, so it does organize the width of the rider. Nothing is hanging around on the side. You know, when we talk about inner cable, like hiding the cable just to gain any small watts, so those pro riders are really working hard to decrease as much as possible the power loss. So that's it is very interesting. Look on the internet if you can find some pictures. It's very nice. If you cannot find, send me a message and I will send you a link to a very, very impressive front view picture. It is very impressive. So now coming back to the specific setup of the bike. So the crank length is 170 millimeters. It is, of course, everything is on Shimano on the team Docinic Quickstep. So the group set is a Shimano DI2. So it is electric shifting, and it is hydraulic disc brake type. The wheels are from Roval, which is a sub-brand of Specialized. So on the mountain stage, it is with a 32 millimeters rim height, the CLX tubeless rods, and they are spinning on ceramic speed ceramic bearings. The bottom bracket also is a ceramic speed bearings type of bottom bracket. And the tires are from the same brand, actually. It is Specialized Turbo Tubulars. Of course, on the flat stage, you will see higher rims. The team use all kind of rim height, and also they also sometimes use on the flat stage where there are not much risk of getting punctures or like a high speed. Let me put it back in proper description. On some stage where there is when the riders are not going to fight for a sprint, so basically they are just going to spin the legs all day up to the finish line, they will be racing on tubeless types. But when on competitive race, when the title is in the game, they're going to be on tubeless, because tubeless are much more efficient and reliable, actually, than clinchers or tubeless tires. And I think I've been all around. Maybe I'm going to talk about the saddle, but for the saddle it's very difficult because I don't have up-to-date information about the saddle. I have only the one which I spotted on the bike at the beginning of the year, and it is probably fade out from Specialized to be replaced. So I'm not sure if Lemko is still racing on the Romin Evo Comp carbon rails, which is a cut in the middle, because on the Specialized homepage it is sold out basically. But I assume it is going to be replaced by another of the new model which are on the homepage. So that's going to be interesting to observe. Right, so it's going to be very exciting to look at this young prodigy racing this year and beyond with this new bike. I really like the Specialized S-Works Tarmac, of course, with the SL7 getting back on with threaded bottom bracket. It is a really, really nice frame. I really like it. It's like if I had to pick one bike right now, I would probably be going to buy a Tarmac SL7, probably. Right, thank you. Leave me some message and look forward to the next show. Thank you. Goodbye.